Good morning. We're so glad that you're here, and thank you for being here to worship with us and to be a part of our service this morning. 15 years of the faithfulness of God, and what a mighty anthem that our worship team sang, just to kind of lean into that theme and about the glory, about the power of God. And so were y'all blessed by the worship this morning? Yeah, that's right. And we're just thankful that we're here today and to celebrate, you know, all that God has done in 15 years. And I'm telling you, it feels like it was yesterday that we moved up here from Florida and to the Stutter Church, and didn't really know what we were doing. I looked like I know what I was doing, but I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, Lord, help me here. And so we've got some special guests with us, and two families that were very instrumental in our early days that moved up here from Florida. And so I want to recognize them real quick, if you don't mind. I'd like for Jimmy, April, and go ahead, family, the whole family, stand up. And we're just so glad to have you guys. No, I don't want to stand up. Okay. And Jeremy and April, thank you for being here. And so they have been. They currently live south of Nashville. But he was here for about 9 years, starting in 2010, just 6 months, just after we launched. And what's crazy is Jeremy and I, for 10 years previous, served together at a former church in Pensacola, and just discipling. We were young adults, singles, and he was helping me, one of my top leaders, volunteers, just helping minister to young adults, and we had our 722 every Tuesday night. We had our 722, it's what we called it. We called it our singles ministry, 722. We started at 722 p.m. and with singles, we went till 10 o'clock at night, and we had praise and worship, just a lot of great things, and we saw God bless that singles ministry up to 200 people, and it's just an incredible ministry. And then when we moved, Jeremy was like, well, I want to continue to hang out with Scott. And so he moved up here. In fact, Jeremy came up here. We had a mission trip team that came on that last Sunday. And we had a good handful of my singles or young adults that said, hey, we want to support, you know, Scott and Karen in the new church plant. And so they came here on March 21st, 2010 to be a part of that grand opening. And so thankful for Jeremy and his family. And of course, Jeremy was overseeing outreach, involving kids' ministries. He was portability, the setup and teardown for 9 years. And then it's like the almost 2 months that he's like, hey, God is calling me back to Nashville. It's about the same month that was like, hey, we don't need you anymore. We got a permanent building. And it didn't sound that way, but you know, it's like, hey, we got a permanent building. And then it's like, hey, you know, Why couldn't we do this earlier? You know, but anyway, we're just thankful for Jeremy. April was just a very important part of our history in the beginning. And then Mark and April, why don't you guys stand and as well. Mark and April. And you may be seated. And Mark and April, you'll see in a video in a short little bit, but you know, Karen and I, we started praying about a new church in Pensacola. 2007, we started praying about what that means, what that looks like, and then 2008, I talked to Mark and April into doing this with us, and a long story there, but God, they said yes. They've never been to Michigan. By the way, Jimmy and April never been to Michigan, and they made the sacrifice, and I was, you know, Mark and April moved up just about the same time that we moved up in the summer of 2009, and we had little kids, you know, our family was young. And again, Mark, we just didn't know what we were doing, but we just trusted God, right? And God just kind of did what he did and just used us. And so Mark and April were just forever indebted to us. The way I look at Mark is he's our co-founder. You know, the way I look at that is Mark and I, before we moved up here, we had our first Bible study. The first Late Point small group was in Pensacola, Florida. It was me and him and another couple, and so we just began to pray for what God would do here in our community, 1,000 miles away, And so I've asked Mark if he could just come up here and just share a few minutes. And I didn't let you preach that much back in the day, so I'm giving him a chance now to, you know. But and Mark and April, you guys were here about four and a half years, and what they did was just foundational, all the stuff that we needed, and they're just a blessing. And so Mark, why don't you come up here, let's honor Mark and let him know that we're glad to have him here.
Well, good morning. I saw some familiar faces, so some of you know who I am. So, and earlier, someone that was here back in the early days of Lake Point, they're like, you know, one of the things that's Mark about you is your accent. So I'm calling him out right now, not to make him feel bad, but just because I think it's hilarious. Because here, this guy from, you know, the South, the deep South, you know, grew up in Florida my whole life and then come up here and I sound like a redneck, I know. So, but yeah, but I'm not really that much of a redneck, which is interesting. So, but anyway, but thank you, Scott and Karen, for, you know, for asking us to come up here. And there's a whole lot of story behind that, but you would have to know. I mean, April and I were praying about, you know, what God would have us to do. And Scott just out of the blue was like, he showed me about Lake Point and said, we're praying that God will send you guys with us and asked us to come. And he had no idea that we were praying independently about what God was going to do. That's just how God works things out. And so we, you know, within a week, we committed and said, we're going to do it. We're crazy. And we sold our house in 2009 and moved 1,000 miles. That's how far away it is. Pensacola is 1,000 miles. And we moved up here, had no idea what we were getting into, but God has done amazing things. So thank you for inviting us. And thank you, Lake Point Church, for your hospitality. You guys don't even know your hospitality, but it has been very great the last couple of days. So we appreciate it. And it's amazing. It's awesome to see, you know, we walked into this building Friday morning for the first, well, it wasn't the first time. We actually trespassed in this building back. Yeah. So hopefully there's no police officers in here, but we did, we snuck in. I don't even know how we got in, but we snuck in somehow. And even while I was still here, we were praying that God would give us this building. And to see that he did end up giving it to you, just unbelievable. So, but it's been an awesome journey. But this morning, I want, just like the music, it's all because of God and his faithfulness. And that's why we're here. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. I told Abigail yesterday, we were looking at pictures, and I told Abigail, I said, I spoke at Lake Point Church twice. And the whole time I was here, and one of those times was because Abigail was born on Saturday morning, afternoon, I don't even know. And so Scott, like, called me and said, Mark, you have to preach tomorrow. Because something about Karen was like, if you leave, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. So I was like, oh, man. But being who Scott and I were, we were prepared for it, actually. I knew the sermons, like, leading up, and I had studied and stuff the series that we were on, so we were ready for it. But if you have your Bible this morning, Psalm 105, I'm just going to read the first six verses, and for your homework assignment you can go and read the rest. But this is just about remembering the people of Israel, remembering the faithfulness of God and how he brought them out of Egypt, and how what he did and the promises that he made, and that he was faithful to them. And so I'm just going to read the first six verses. Psalm 105, verse number 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Abraham, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones. And so in these verses, we see just how wonderful God is, how faithful he is, and that we should praise him always. And so just real quick, there was a quote that way back then, this was like 2008, whenever I first heard this quote or first remembering hearing this quote. It was from Leonard Ravenhill. He was an evangelist, revivalist back in the early 20th century. But he said the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity. You know, and so we had an opportunity. All of us have opportunities every day, don't we? We have opportunities to share kindness, to share love, to share the gospel, to share Jesus with people. We have opportunities to honk our horn whenever someone cuts us off. You know, we have opportunities to move to Michigan and to follow God and be obedient to him. And so, but do we choose the opportunity when it's there for us? And when we do, like when we moved here for Lake Point, you know, we had to remember where we came from. You know, Scott just mentioned Lake Point started in his living room at his house in Pensacola, Florida. And there were six adults and three kids, our three kids, running around, little Nader Tater. He's going to love that I said that. So, but running around with my two kids, they were 4 and 5, I guess, at the time, whenever we first started meeting or whatever, but they, were just running around wild. But we were praying and asking God, hey, what are you going to do when we get to Michigan? How are you going to provide for us? What are you going to do? And it's crazy now. I mean, and I know most of you can't understand, but we didn't know anything. I mean, some of the funding that we had to be able to come up here, we lost it like the month we moved here. And we had to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, prayers and calling people and asking them to, hey, will you reconsider this? And thankfully they did because of God. And he provided for us. But we had to remember where we came from. And so the preparation and the move, I mean, we just were praying and planning, and God just provided the resources. There was a church in New Baltimore, and I met with the pastor, and the church was still over there, and I was just said, hey, we need $20,000 to be able to start Lake Point Church. And we had already had $10,000 given to us from our church in Pensacola. And so we still needed $10,000 more. And God was going to have to do it. He's going to have to do a miracle. And so I met with this pastor and said, hey, can you just pray for us? And, you know, and he called me up a week later and said, hey, Mark, we're going to give you guys $10,000. And I could just go on and on. Afterwards, if you want to come and hear some of the crazy stories, I mean, I guess you guys still had the trailer, right, Scott? There's a trailer that we used to put everything into. That was a coaching buddy of mine who had planted a church. He knew that I was going to be part of the church plant. He called me up and said, Mark, I got a trailer and a 15-passenger van. Could you guys use it? And just gave it to us. And so we said, yeah. So we got it up here. We went over to Portable Church in Troy. And they said, what's your budget? We're like, we don't have a budget. We're just trusting Jesus. And he was like, okay, well, I had this one little unit or whatever that maybe it's like their demo unit. And it all fit inside of that trailer. Everything that they had, and we actually had enough money to be able to buy it. That's just how good God is. But we had to remember what God did. He provided the resources. He provided us a place, Iroquois Middle School. You know, that was a miracle how we ended up meeting there and then eventually moving to Luther North. And then he provided the people. There were people that left their churches where they were faithfully serving, and they came and helped us in the early days. We had some families that would just come once a month. And they didn't come to attend, they came to serve. And so they would come to our church and they would serve in children's ministry. They just to be faithful to God, just to be obedient to him. And then we had some that came like two times a month, and we had some that came every week, but they fully intended on going back to their church after we got established, and some of them are still here today. So it's just incredible to see. So we have to remember where we came from. We have to remember how we got here. You know, we just trusted God and relied on him. That was it. We had nothing else to do, because it's not about Scott or Karen or me or April or the other couple that came with us. It was about Christ and his mission and what he had called us to do. So we just had to fully trust in him. And then we just began casting the vision and building the culture that you still see here at Lake Point Church. And then we had to remember who got us here. And it goes right back, Christ first. Jesus is the one, God is the one who was faithful to us. And we had to remember this in this passage of scripture, when you go back and you look, the children of Israel, I mean, how many times did they forget what God had done for them? Like major miracles. I mean, he literally split the Red Sea so that they could walk across. And then he destroyed the Egyptians that were following after him. That's a pretty major miracle. He covered them with a cloud during the day so that they could, and guided them by a cloud so that they had shade and so that they knew where to go, right? In the desert. He had a fire that helped them to be able to know where to go, that kept them warm, and that provided heat for them as well. And so God provided, but yet they still forgot all that God had done for them. And we can do the same thing. And so it's important that we remember who God is here, God in his faithfulness, and the people who sacrifice their time, their talents, their resources. You know, I just think about stories about families who came in the early days, and we needed them. We needed them because they were bodies that could help set all of the stuff up. It wasn't a lot. It grew over the years. And I think you guys had, when I left here, there were two like 40-foot containers and the trailer. That's how much stuff we set up every Sunday morning. And I think it grew from there, because I think Lutheran, we stored a bunch of stuff in there. I don't know if they knew we did that or not, but we did. But they were very gracious to us. That's amazing to think about that, how good they were to our church as well. And that was because of God. And then remember our mission and purpose. You know, Lake Point Church has a mission still, and it's helping people take their next step with God. When we first came here, I don't remember the whole thing, but our mission was to reach people who are far from Christ. And I can't remember the last part of it, I'm sorry. But it was to reach people who are far from Christ. Now it's helping people take their next step with God. And so as I think about that and God's goodness, and just over the years, I mean, my little small part or whatever, it's amazing. I mean, my kids now, my son is 22. My daughter's about to be 21. My daughter actually, she called us this morning. She's on a plane coming back from Indonesia. She's been in Indonesia for the last 10 days on a mission trip with a bunch of students from NC State University. That's where she goes. She's a junior there. And my son, he's at University of North Alabama, Roar Lions, right, Linda? So, yep. And so that's Linda Scott's mom. That's her alma mater. That's where she graduated. So our son is there. And, you know, both of my kids, they learned how to serve. They learned how to do ministry and serve the Lord here at Lake Point Church. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, they got to experience something that most kids never get to experience. And they ran around and annoyed people, I'm sure. You know, I'd see Danny and Tammy sitting right here, and I'm sure my kids were annoying today. I remember, thankfully, Glenda was the referee a lot of times between between my kids and Nate and Brian and Mary Leach, the cousins. She had to break up some massive WWE brawls that happened between the five of them. But I'm so grateful, you know, that they were there and that they helped watch our kids, and they poured into our kids and taught them faithful servant, what it meant to serve God and to be sacrificial in that service and to not quit, to keep on persevering. And so my challenge this morning is, you know what? It's awesome to remember what God has done. It's awesome to think about what he is continuing to do and what he is going to continue to do. And as you look forward and you say, where is God going to take us in the next 15 years? It's all about Christ. First thing is, you know, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with God? If you don't have a relationship with God, I encourage you, if you don't even know what that means, what does that mean? That sounds weird to me. Then come. I would love to talk to you about that. If you need to take a next step of joining Lake Point Church and you're like, hey, I want to become a partner here, then I would encourage you to do that and fill it out on the connection card. If you just say, hey, I want to serve here, then serve. If you want to give, if you want to do something, you know, what is your next step at Lake Point Church? How is God going to use you the next 15 years, the next 5 years while you're here? And so that's what I would encourage. So thank you so much for allowing us to be here. It's just awesome to see what God's doing. I'm looking forward to hanging out and talking to some of you afterwards and, you know, maybe showing some crazy pictures and stuff. Like if you want to see Jeremy Parker dressed up as, I don't even know, as what? Coco. Yeah, it was Coco Puff. But, I mean, as some kind of crazy rock star with a big 12-foot guitar, then, you know, come see. We have pictures of that stuff. But thank you all so much for allowing us to be here and continuing to serve God.
And Mark and April, they currently live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they've been with us the last few days. Just a lot of reminiscing to see what God has done the past few, especially the first 4 or 5 years here at Lake Point. And I realize that a lot of you are like, hey, I wasn't here, but I want to kind of show you what that looks like in this little 7-minute video, just kind of give you a snapshot of where we've been and where we are today. And I hope that you see this and see where your part is in the story as we continue to go to the next 15 years.
Good morning, I'm Scott. I'm the pastor of Lake Point Church, and this morning we have a first service here at Iroquois Middle School. And it's a cool Sunday morning. It's about 32 degrees, but God is in the house, and we're excited about to see what he's going to do. We're expecting a large group of people to be here for our first service. And I want to specifically thank all of those that have been praying for us and been financially supporting us. It's because of you that we're able to do what we're doing today. So thank you, and I can't wait to get back inside and see what's going to happen.
Every name has a story. And every story matters to God. In 15 years, we've gone from 115 every Sunday to now we're averaging 670 people on a Sunday morning. To God be the glory. I just want to take a minute. If you were here in the very first year of Lake Point, that first year, if that's you and you're here this morning, can you take a minute and stand? I want to see who you are, recognize you. We've had more in the second and the first service. Not many of us. I want to say thank you. You gave 15 years to follow this church, to be a part of this community. We had, in 15 years, 1,035 services. And we couldn't have done this without volunteers. And if you're a volunteer right now, you're serving, can you stand for a minute? All volunteers, no matter where you're at, serving in food pantry, LP Kids, greeters, worship team. Thank you. I want to also recognize our past staff members. If you're a part of a past, you used to be on staff at Lake Point, maybe full-time, part-time, whatever that might be. For most of us, it was part-time because we're smaller, but if that's you here in the room, can you take a minute, Dan? Yeah. Thank you. I want to mention that in all of these years, 15 years, we've not had one church split. We've not had, you know, the ugliness of, that some churches have had. To God be the glory. Amen. That's all God. We have over 50% now of people in a discipleship group, small group, D groups, kids ministries. We have, in the last 15 years, we have given over $1 million in mission around the world to local. And then, as you saw in this video, we've had over 700 salvations, 329 baptisms. And if you represent one of those numbers, whether it's salvation or baptism or both, can you take a minute and stand for a minute? Thank you. Maybe seated. Had a good number of people in our first service. It was just awesome. See, all these numbers, don't get lost in a number, because every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters to Him. A few weeks ago, I was in my reading in 2 Corinthians, and I thought this just sums up this, my story here. In the last 15 years, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God said, let there be light in the darkness. The light of the gospel, right? The light in the darkness. For He has made this light shine in our hearts, your heart, my heart, so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. And we now have this light shining in our hearts. But we ourselves, I love this, are like fragile clay jars. We're broken people. Fragile. We're a bunch of misfits. And I often tell people that we're, our church is full of misfits. And the toy box name is Lake Point Church. Broken toys. God used misfit, broken people. And he says, we ourselves are like the broken, fragile clay jar containing this great treasure. Makes it clear that our great power is not from God. I'm sorry, it is from God and not from ourselves. It's not from us. If I could sum up our church for the past 15 years, that's what I would say. Lake Point Church is a church, is an imperfect church. Full of imperfect people. Led by an imperfect pastor who can't hear. Worshiping a perfect Savior. And what makes us go? It's the gospel. What Mark talk about. It's the gospel. Today is March 16, 3:16. I think it's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not die but have eternal life. And we have the power of the gospel inside of us. God has entrusted us to carry out the mission. Use broken people like me, like you, like all of us to continue on the mission. So we celebrate 15 years, faithfulness of God. I wonder what the next 15 years is going to look like as we continue to move ahead, carrying out the gospel and letting God's power work in us and through us for his glory. My prayer is that we ask God to say, God, you did it before. We're asking you to do it again. To do it again. And in just a minute, I'm going to pray. And when I pray, the worship team, we're going to sing that song. That's our anthem as we look ahead. God, we keep trusting in you. You're faithful. The story of Lake Point continues to be written not by me, but continue to be written by God. God, do it again. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us today. We thank you for 15 years of what you've done. And God, we know that you continue to work in us in spite of us. That you have a plan and a purpose, and God, we want to continue to chase after your purpose. God, we're asking that you will keep doing it again and again and again. And God, when we take our last breath here on this earth, in the next generation and the generation after that and after that, God, it's your name that people will remember. And not me and not anyone here on our staff or in our church. It is your name. God, we ask that you do it again for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Would you stand and sing this last song with us? It's a special song for us. We've seen him move before. He's going to do it again. Change to come, knowing the For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hand. This is my confidence. You've never.
My confidence that you've made.
And I never will forget that you've never failed me yet. And I never will forget. Amen. You may be seated.
What a powerful anthem for the next 15 years, right? God, do it again. I'm going to invite our current staff up to the platform. So our current staff, if you will make your way up here. Thankful for the past, but we look ahead to the future. I've got a bunch of broken clays up here, but the power of God that can work in each and every one of our teams. Each one of our members here, one of our staff, and lead on our volunteers as we continue to carry out this beautiful treasure, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to ask my friend Pastor Ed as he kind of closes out the service. Pastor Ed, he's a good friend of mine from Flint, near Flint, and glad to have him. His wife, they just got back from a cruise, and I'm just honored that, I mean, today you could have just been resting and just recovering, but thank you for just making a sacrifice to be with us and just to pray over our dad, pray for our team, our church, as we look ahead and praying that God, do it again. Amen. Do it again. Amen. And so, Pastor Dad, why don't you say a word and pray over us.
All right. Once again, thank you so much for the privilege of coming here and celebrating with you guys. I've been privileged to watch this happen over the last 15 years. I'll never forget sitting in a Dairy Queen in Burton, Michigan, and having the director of missions for this area, Mark Bewley, say, "Hey, Ed, come here. I want to introduce you to our new church planning team." I'd never heard of a church planning team. They had two. I'd never heard of a church planted with two people before. That was super cool. I thought, wow, this is going to be awesome. And then he says, "This is Scott, and this is Mark." That's Mark, right? Mark, and this is Mark, and they're gonna be playing church in Shelby Township, and I don't know much about Detroit, but I know that was an up and coming area, gonna be a really cool area, and then when they went and sat down, I told whoever I was sitting there with, I said, "Man, God's gonna have to really be in this. There's two dudes from Florida. One of them's deaf." And he's going to be the main speaker. And, amen. I mean, isn't that God? I mean, that's just God. And so, man, it's just such a privilege to watch this church grow under Scott's leadership and all of the leaders here that have been here and all who are here now. And it's a great privilege of mine to pray for you today. I'm going to do something different. Scott, come stand right here. I want you on this first step. Can you balance on that one step? Karen, come on with him. And then the rest of you, I want all of you to come out here on a front step here, right next to him, right, and line up. Everybody just line up right here. And I wanted to, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and you can't get mad because I won't be back next week. But I'm going to ask you to just do something that maybe you'll find strange, but I'm just telling you, these people very seldom get prayed over. They pray over a lot of people. I did it for a lot of years, and I know. And so I'm going to ask you to just do something that some of you are going to feel really weird about. Yeah, you got it. I want you to put your hand toward these people, toward your staff members. And I'm going to lead a verbal prayer, and I just want you to lift your hands toward them as a sign to God that you are submitting to God and their leadership and that you want God's blessing on them. And then let's pray together. God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you for these folks. God, I thank you for their faithfulness. God, they have proven faithful. God, I thank you for those who came early on and you've moved on with them. But God, we thank you for their faithfulness to begin this legacy. God, we thank you for all of the people who have served here, not just on staff, but as volunteers in the parking lot and with children and wherever it may be. God, we are looking for greater things. And God, this is the staff you have for Lake Point today. to serve this community today, to impact them today, and to do exceedingly abundantly more than any of us can ever ask. God, you've given them 700 salvations. God, we're praying for 7,000. God, you've given them $1 million to invest in missions, and God, we're praying for $3 million. God, may the next 15 years blow all of us away, and may we be able to only say when it's all said and done and after 30 years, to God be the glory, great things he has done, and it's you and you alone. God, guide their minds, guide their hearts. Help them to be creative, courageous. Help them to maintain the purity that is needed to lead with integrity. And bless them, I pray. Bless this church as they follow them. Bless them, God, who are, God, people who are maybe just here today, and maybe it's their first time, or maybe it's just they're new. God, help them to see that you are at work here, and this is a great place to join you at work. Bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.